Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Beis. Kol Midi Debayi Hadacha. Any item which is going to require Hadacha at the end. Kigoin Lahaniach Basar Heter Tzoynein Bekairi Shal Isser Tzoynein. For example, to take a piece of kosher meat and to put it onto a treifa plate. So, like we explained in the last Sif, when you touch Isser against Heter, it now will require Hadacha. So any piece of meat which, if you were to place it in this situation, it's going to require Hadacha. Also, lechatchila, you're not allowed to do this lechatchila. You're not allowed to place it in that situation. Dilma'achel b'loi hadacha, because you might forget and end up eating it without hadacha. Therefore, one may not place a piece of meat, a kosher piece of meat, on a treifa plate. V'dafka mavushal, d'lav orchei b'hadacha. But that's only if it's a cooked piece of meat where it's not the derech to rinse it off. Aval midi d'orchei b'hadacha, but something where it's the derech to rinse it off, kigoin basar chai, like a raw piece of meat, where anyways the person will always wash it off before they come to cook it, ukiyotzi b'ay, or anything similar to that, shari l'chatchila. So that's permitted. You could take a piece of, a kosher piece of meat, a raw piece of meat, and place it on a treifa plate, because anyways, before one would eat it, one would automatically wash it off, so there's no concern that they will forget and not wash it off. Now the Taz asks, why are we afraid over here that a person might forget to rinse it off? Since, b'di'evit, if a person didn't rinse it off, and he eats it, he didn't do an iser. It's only l'chatchila that it requires the hadacha. So why don't we say that since, b'di'evit, if he forgets, anyways, he didn't do an iser. So let's let him say, I'll remember and I won't do it. Because anyways, even if b'di'evit he forgets, he didn't do an iser. Why can't, and in such a case, in other similar situations, the halacha was that if a person, anyways, b'di'evit would not end up doing an iser, he's allowed to put himself in that situation. Why over here is it different? So Taz explains over here it's a vada iser. If he puts the meat onto the plate and he eats it that way, see, he for sure did an iser. It's true that if he doesn't rinse it off, he forgets. It's really bottle, it's different, you know, why b'di'evit if he leaves it, he doesn't rinse it off, it's bottle b'di'evit, right, so b'di'evit will be bottle. But l'chatchila one may not do that. Even to rely on that he's going to remember, he can't put himself in a situation where he's going to be doing an iser. The times that you're allowed to are talking about cases where it's not bari, that there, it's not for sure that there's going to be an iser involved at all. So in cases where it's not clear that there is anything involved, and he has a way of rectifying the situation, so then we allow him to put himself in that situation. But here, where he's certainly doing something wrong by putting it on the plate, it's true, if he eats it like that, so b'di'evit, it comes out, okay, it was bottle. To bring out this point even more, the Taz says that you're not allowed to. He brings from the Mashal, those who question, the people had a minig that when they visited non-Jewish homes, they were a guest by a non-Jew, they were still traveling, and they would eat the herring or the pickles, and they would eat it on the non-Jews' dishes. And the question, how could the Mashal says it's incorrect to do it. Not only that, but he says that the pickles and the herring become usser if you do so. So the Mefarshim over here explain, why should it become usser? You know, it's b'di'evit. If he did it, why don't we say that it's mutter b'di'evit? You know, you're not supposed to have done it, okay? But so they say because it's a form of bittel iser l'chatchila. And whenever a person is mevatel iser l'chatchila, if he does so b'mezid, the halacha is it's also l'mishenase b'shviloi, also loyal l'mishenase b'shviloi. It's also for the person who does it or the one who is done for. No one is allowed to benefit intentionally from being mevatel iser. So that's what this is like. When I put a piece of meat onto a treifa plate, some minuscule amount of treif might end up on my piece of meat, and therefore that's also is considered a form of bittel iser. True, if I remember and I wash it off, so I didn't do an avera, but if I don't, so I vad I did an iser. I did an iser of bittel iser. True, that little piece of meat becomes bottle, but by intentionally placing the meat there, that's also is considered a bittel iser l'chachila, and therefore one may not do so. Okay, the Rama continues over here. V'dafka davar sheyesh bay lachluchis ktsas. When is it that one may not place this piece of meat onto this treifa plate? That's only if there's some lachluchis. There's some wetness to it. Avol davar yavish mamish, but if it's completely dry, Or if the kli was only absorbed through cold, I'll have to explain what that means in a second. Then mutal aniach boi davar yavesh below hadacha klal. If it's only a dry item and the plate only absorbed through tzaynein, then one is permitted to put on it a davar yavesh below hadacha klal. Then one can put on it a davar yavesh even without first rinsing off the plate. So the girsa that we have of the Rama is that he requires two things. In order to place the item onto this plate, it needs to be that it's a dry item, and the kli was only balea through tzaynin. Balea through tzaynin means it was balea either through malicha or through kavush, that the plate maybe had salty items on it, and therefore it absorbed something, or maybe it was soaked together with iser. It was a bowl, and it had iser in it for more than 24 hours, and it absorbed that way. So those types of absorptions is considered that that's what we call a blia betzainin. It absorbed through cold. So the Rama requires two steps. If it only absorbs through cold and the item is dry, then you could place it down on the surface even without washing it off. Now the Shach, like we learned in the last sif, disagrees with this. The Shach holds that if it's dry on dry, it's mutter without hadacha anyways. Regardless of if it absorbs through cold, absorbs through hot, there's no difference according to the Shach. The Shach doesn't like this idea of absorption, of this chilik of absorption through hot or through cold. He says the rayas that the Rama brings are suspect, even though he agrees that some of them seem to be saying such a chilik. There is a tour which seems to accept such an idea as well, that there's a chilukim if the kli absorbs through tzaynein, through malicha or kavash, versus if it absorbed through hat. However, the Shach himself brings that the other Rishonim disagree with this idea, and he rejects it. He thinks there's no chilik whether it absorbs through hot or through cold. But rather, the Shach says if it, no matter how it absorbed, you can place a dry item on this kli, or if you rinse it off, then you can place even a davar lach, you could even have a soup in that bowl. But if you don't rinse it off, then you can only place a dry item onto that plate. Of course, in the Shach is talking about where everything is cold. The Taz, he's also bothered by this Rama, and he deals with it a different way. He learns that he changes the girsa in the Rama, and he says that really the Rama is saying two cases over here. One is permitted to place a dry item on, regardless of how it absorbed, whether absorbed through hot or through cold, one may place a dry item onto the kli, and one may place, if it only absorbed through cold, then one may place even a davar lach onto the kli. The Taz holds also one may place, if it only absorbed through cold, one may even place a hot davar yavish onto the kli. So this is which is seemingly a very big chiddush, because hot is going to draw out the blia, and there is a blia here. There was a blia betzainin. It was kavush, or there was malicha. So that's a big chiddush that the Taz learns in the Rama, that one may place a hot davar yavesh onto the plate. I guess the Taz understands that the blia of tzainin is a weak type of blia, and by placing the dry item onto the kli, the amount of blia it takes out is a very low level of blia. But even still, normally we do not accept such an idea. One cannot place onto any treif kli anything hot. We are concerned that it'll take out some time from the kli. But the ikar over here seems to be like the Shach. Many bring back the Shach, that one may not. The Shach learns that if it's one may place cold items onto the kli, but only cold items. If it's yavesh, one may place the item on even without washing it. If it's hot, then I'm sorry. If it's wet, then it requires it requires to be washed. And if it's a dover charif that's wet, then even washing it doesn't help. One may not place onto a treifa kli a dover charif, a sharp hot item. I mean, hot is in spicy, a spicy item that's wet, unless one kashers it first. Now, this whole discussion, anyways, until now, the Shach at the end, sets it clear, is talking about only. We're talking about only where this is done as a derech harai, as a one-time thing. But if a person wants to use this kli but derech kvias, then they have to kasher it. So all this is talking about if a person is stuck somewhere and he only has a treif kli and he has no other etza. So, but in general, one has to kasher the kli before they want to use it if they plan on using it but derech kvias. Just to go back to the other case you talked about by the pickles and the herring, where a person is at someone's, a non-Jew's house, how one may do so or not. So the Ramah says that in such a case, shasat chakidiyevit, if a person has nothing else, no other plate to eat off of, then one may use that, the non-Jew's kli, and one, preferably one should wash it first, if one has the ability to do so, but even if one doesn't have the ability to wash it, one may place the salty item, even though it's one may place the salty item, the pickles or the herring, onto the non-Jew's kli, he should wipe it off as best as possible first. But the Ramah does not agree with the Marshal that it will last with the food, because he says that if one's stuck at the non-Jew's house and has no other kli, that we use the rule that shasat chak b'di'evid, and therefore he's considered like a, it's like it's b'di'evid, it's not considered like a mezid.